Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You ready to talk to this dude?
Yeah, let's talk
you
to
ready? Him. We got Mark there? Or are we still? Oh, we got him. All right, weren't sure if we had him there.
Yeah, man.
Mark Simon, good morning, sir. How have you been?
Good morning. How are you? I'm all right.
Doing great. It's great to hear your voice. I mean, it was baseball season. We're a little over a month into the season. I said, well, let's see if we can catch up with Mark and see what's going on. And we actually catch you at a time when we're not in first place, man.
Yeah, but come on, 2011, if we're going to complain about anything here, you're going to be nitpicking. 2011, a lot of teams would like to be 2011 right now. Admittedly, you know, the Phillies and the Dodgers have been great so far this season, and the Braves have a few guys that haven't, but, like, shoot, 2011 is great. I had you for 102 wins this year, so you're right on pace.
What's your story of the year so far? Or story so far in this year?
For the whole season, I think the fact that that it looks like the ball's not traveling as much as it had maybe a year or so ago.
Uh-oh. A conspiracy out there.
Are you gonna start that up?
Yeah, I don't have the data behind that, but just like if you look at some of the offensive numbers, the OPS like April last year to this year, I think it's down like 20. So I think that's one. I think the surprise teams of the AL Central would be another if we were going to talk like a specific on the field team player kind of thing. If you look at the Guardians, the Twins and the Royals, they are combined 60-39. I did not have that before the season started. You throw in the Tigers, it's still pretty good. And they have a bad team in that division. So I think that would be another. Mookie Betts, certainly at the start of the season and how amazing he looked, would be certainly a player one for me. Those are a few, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I'm just surprised he didn't mention what was speculated early on with these, with the pitch clock and the injuries that have happened so far, our own Spencer Strider down.
Sure.
You have no thoughts on that, or do you subscribe to that theory?
That's a real depressing story. And I think as we've talked about in the past, I don't like depressing stories. I think there are like 12 things that probably have something to do with it. I think the fact that every guy throws 100 and every guy's got a slider that's ridiculous now, I think that's a part of it. I don't know that the pitch clock is a huge part of it. It's probably a small piece. Those guys have to rush now. I just think that arms are not built to do what they do in 2024. And that it would be nice to get to a time where guys lasted, but I think you have to take Tommy John kind of like for granted if you're a good pitcher. I would think that at some point you're going to need it.
Wow! You know what? What?
Early on, that's the thing. That's what he's alluding to. It happens in the high school level, so the kids are getting it, and then that's preparing them for that. You know, minor, however long they stay in the minor leagues, if it's college, cool, but they're getting that Tommy John surgery early. Am I right, Mark?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
A piece of it. And it's funny because now, like, so the Mets had this guy debut yesterday, Christian Scott, and he was fantastic. And like four innings into it, I was thinking to myself, boy, this sweeper that he throws is like crazy. And I'm sure that, you know, when's his turn going to be? And that's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's 3 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever. But it did, at least for a second, enter my mind. And maybe that's because I don't necessarily enjoy things a lot. but yeah, like, shoot, it's a big deal today. As I said, it's a depressing story.
Yeah. We're spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. He is social. You can always find him at Mark A. Simon Says, at Mark A. Simon Says. Okay, I mean, the Braves are trying to salvage this weekend, you know, this series. They won one in Seattle, although Seattle is good. Seattle's got great pitching, and I think, you know, we kind of went into that one, and a lot of people say, well, what's wrong with them losing Seattle? Seattle's not a bad team. But they're going to come back here. They're going to play Boston for a couple of games, and then they're going to see the Mets. What do we look for with looking ahead to the series with the Mets that the Braves are going to face with this team?
Sure. So there are a few things that are interesting about the Mets. One is you're probably going to see the guy that the Mets pitched yesterday, Christian Scott. He throws 95. He's kind of like this. He's got like one of those, I guess what you'd call like a bulldog mentality. He's got a sweeper that really moves. Like Adam Wainwright was talking about it on the broadcast yesterday, that there were guys that were contemplating swings and they had to like hold up on pitches that were like a foot and a half off the plate. So I'll be curious to see if the Braves are patient with him and make him walk a few guys. Other things with the Mets, the big stars aren't really producing. Pete Alonso's hitting in the 210s. Lindor's hitting 200, though he's been better lately, certainly. And Jeff McNeil, 630 OPS, that's terrible. And then the third thing, and I think this is an important thing for Atlanta, is that the Mets can't throw anybody out behind the plate. Their catchers are something like 1 for 40-something trying to throw guys out, whether it's Alvarez or Nito, who's now hurt, or Nito or whoever. And I would, if you were going to ask me to put a number on how many steals the Braves will get in what is a 3-game series, I would probably say at least 9, because the Mets can't throw anybody out right now.
That's a pretty high number. 9.
Yes, it is, because they're terrible. Like yesterday, Tampa rained on them a couple of times, and there was one where the guy was going to be up by like 10 feet, and the throw bounced, and the second baseman couldn't handle the hop, and the ball went into center field, and the guy wound up on third base, and I felt like that epitomized what's been going on for them, because they just can't throw anybody out.
We talked about the Mets. We talked about the Braves. Mark Simon's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tell us about that team that the Braves are looking up at right now, even though we don't think it's going to last, but the Phillies are there right now. What are your thoughts on them?
So a couple of things. One is that the top of the starting rotation has been fantastic, and actually that extends out to 4 guys. The guy that pitched last night, Ranger Suarez, strikeout to walk, 7.5-1 this year, ERA 1.7. Their defense, infield defense, has been better. They field everything that's hit on the ground, that's hit against him, that's hit against Aaron Nola. Nola's ERA is in the low 3s. Zach Wheeler's ERA is below 2. Spencer Turnbull, who was Tiger previously, his ERA is 1.67. So with them, it starts with the pitching. And I'll add, too, that all their pitchers are basically like fifth infielders, that their pitchers are really good at defending. The Phillies are going to have an issue, though, because Trey Turner is now out for 6 weeks with a hamstring. Yep. And he was hitting .340 when he got hurt just the other day. So they're going to have to figure out how to replace that. The solution is probably Whit Merrifield at second and Bryson Stott at short. Whit Merrifield's a long way down from Trey Turner. Bryce hasn't hit like gangbusters yet, hitting the .230s, drawing a lot of walks. And then the other thing that I would point out with them that I think is somewhat aberrational is Alec Bohm's getting an RBI a game and hitting .360 and an OPS of 1,000. That's not going to last. But I do think they're pretty good. I think they're a 90-95 win team.
Spent some time with Mark Simon talking baseball. You said something, you know how Greg is about a certain thing about home plate umpires. You had done some background on that. You were ready to share with him, right?
Well, what do you want to know? Like, did you see the call in yesterday's game, that Cardinals-White Sox game, with the 3-hour rain delay, and then Stevie Buckner called a pitch that was 2 baseballs off the plate? a strike to end the game with the bases loaded and two out in one
just,
run game.
They just do that. It's like they're double parked. You saw Aaron Judge got thrown out yesterday. These guys are keep them there for calls at the plate. We've had the technology. We can go back and forth, and yes, 80, 90% of them have a strike zone that's decent, and they're consistent. But the 10% that we see regularly on, you know, Sunday night games, on the national televised games, in the playoffs, and in World Series is enough to make you, as I like to say, walk into traffic, especially if it's your team or you put some money on it. So we have the technology. Get a universal strike zone that everybody will know is there, just like the free throw line in basketball. That thing don't move. It's there all the time. And we don't have these Angel Hernandez, you know, CeeDee Buckner kind of situations anymore. That's my thought. You have something that may change that?
No, I'll give you a couple points on that. Usually, and the Aaron Judge thing is an interesting exception to that, usually the issues that are grand issues are with the umpires that are 10 years, 15 years, 20 years experience. Because they came up in a different time, and if you were to look at, and I actually attended a conference where someone did a presentation and they said this outright, if you look at older umpires' strike zones, the ones who came up 20-ish years ago, and you compare them to younger umpire strike zones, there's a significant difference. The older ones are more inconsistent and big, largely, and the younger ones tend to be more rule book and closer to the definition that you're looking for. Now, Ryan Blakeney, who had the plate yesterday in New York, maybe a little exception to the rule. And Aaron Judge gets the strike zone for Aaron Judge is very messy because umpires have a hard time figuring out what it is. But the younger guys are, I think, more, at least in your mind, accurate than the older ones. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to see the challenge system whether it's next year or 2 years from now. I don't think you want the every pitch thing. I think you may say you want it.
No, I don't want that.
When you see it, you're going to be like, nah, don't want that. I think you'll probably be good with the challenge thing. The idea of that has grown on me. It can be done quickly. It can, it solves a lot of issues, and it gives the players some control in theory, which I think is what they're looking for to some extent. And I think it'll make things at least a little better, if not a lot better.
Fantastic stuff. Mark, it's always great to catch up with you on Sunday morning. And always great catch up with you. We'll be checking back in with you as the season progresses. But always great to have you, man. Take care.
And happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Yeah. Be safe out there. There are people drinking stuff today. So
they drink.
I am surprised you didn't ask any hockey questions.
No, nope, not
your Rangers Hurricanes.
Not yet. We didn't like your baseball answers. I know I ain't gonna like the hockey ones. I'm just messing with you, man. I haven't talked to you in a year. I got to have some fun with you. But I do believe that it's gonna be Rangers in Florida. They're gonna meet at some point.
No, Rangers in Carolina. I'm saying Carolina in six.
Carolina in six.
No, I'm saying at the end of the day.
Oh, Florida's out there waiting for
whoever. Yeah, I'm saying Florida's waiting for, you know, Florida's get like there.
Probably, Florida. Yeah, because Florida's going to drill Boston.
Yeah exactly. Florida's like, come on down.
Yeah, there you go. We got some hockey talk in with them.
Okay.
All right, Mark Simon, thanks as always, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
You got it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.